The legislation would require the forfeiture of pension benefits for public officials that are convicted or plead guilty or no contest to any job-related felony offense. The measure closes a loophole that allowed a convicted former state Senate Democratic leader to have his $245,000 a year pension restored. Senator John DeSantos said the taxpayers shouldn't pick up the tab when public officials betray the citizens of the Commonwealth.
At a time when public pensions are wreaking havoc on state and school district budgets, it's egregious that taxpayers continue to fund convicted lawmakers' lavish pensions.
The DeSanto measure passed the Senate unanimously earlier this year, but was not taken up by the House. From the state capitol, I'm Hanson Quickle.